I'll sit there and I'll just think of these punchlines to jokes that my dad told. And it wasn't like today's dad jokes, but they were just dumb jokes. And then I was sitting there, Andrew and I were cooking, and then I just all of a sudden I go, but first we got to work on the nose. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I don't know. And I go, oh, it's a punchline of a joke. So my dad's like, the guy goes into the doctor. And he says to the doctor, doctor, I've got incessant gas. It won't stop. I need help with this gas problem. But the good thing is it doesn't stink. And the doctor says, well, first we got to work on the nose. Never.
I hope I'm recording. Oh, people in a world filled with pod shows, you have found the Boom Xers. We are the pod show all about the jibber jabber.
Hey, jibber jabber, we got some jibber jabber for you.
We are four friends, too young to be baby boomers, but too old to be Gen Xers. We get together on Thursdays and we broadcast live on podbean.com.
The Boom X podcast. We're better than Dandelion Wine.
Yes. We are. My name is Dave, and I am in Pennsylvania. And as always, I have my friends with me.
Four Boom Xers sit in a tub and talk until the turds float up.
Luckily, the turds float up really quickly with these three. So, anyway, first, we will go to Michigan and say hello to Sherry. Hello, Sherry.
Hello, David.
And now, no, don't say hello yet, Jimmy. Not until I say hello to you. So, but we're going to North Carolina first and saying hello to Cindy. Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy. All right, now we will go back to Michigan. Right around the corner from Sherry's house. And say hello to Mr. Jimmy Artie. Hello.
Hello, my baby.
Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to jump into the show by throwing it all onto Sherry so she can tell us if we have finally found someone to sponsor us.
So shockingly, we have not.
Damn it.
But we do have a non-sponsor. And tonight we are not sponsored by horses because they listen to all the wrong pod shows and now they're dead. Not sponsored by horses.
Dead horses.
Yes, they listen to the wrong shows, and they're all dead.
Is there, Cindy, is there a riddle in that non-sponsor, do you think?
Unless it has to do with the poop that comes out of the horse. As in horse shit.
The shit of the horse. I'm confused. I'm very, very, very confused.
I think Jimmy knows.
Jimmy.
What?
Talk to me about horses and sponsors and shits and deads and dead horses. What? Tell me.
They make good glue.
They make good glue.
Man. Are you talking about like the mafia? Are you going with the mafia horses that are dead in your bed with the head?
Dead
no,
head.
Sam, I am green eggs and ham. But I just found out a fun fact that might not be that fun is that horses cannot throw up. So when stuff goes
might
in,
they
got some little weird sphincter muscle that it's like, yep, goes in and then it closes. And they think they call it the Swiss tie. So nothing could come out. So if a horse listens to some really crappy podcasts that make him puke, he's just going to explode and die.
Really?
Oh.
Fucking so, horses die when they puke.
Yeah. It's, well, so if you They say if you see a horse with something coming out of his nose, that means he's a goner. He's already dying because that means his stomach exploded. It's not puke coming up where we would be puking. It's the stomach has now exploded and it's just coming out everywhere.
That is something I never, ever wanted to know.
Well, but that's why they listened to the wrong podcast, which made them puke.
Hmm.
And they're all dead. And they should have listened to us and they'd be going.
Aha.
Showing their teeth. They're laughing so much.
Correct.
Yes.
So it's their own damn fault.
they would be loving life if they listened to the Boom Xers. That's what we're saying,
horses dead.
Fuck. Wow, dude.
Wow.
We didn't kill him.
No, we did not.
But that is why I've never seen horses French kissing.
Is it really? Because that would make them puke or something? What?
Yeah. They got really, really long tongues.
Yes, they do. They'd be gagging each other. These two horses. gagging each other out in the field, these two horses.
But that makes me think that Jimmy has seen most other animals French kissing.
The cows? Man, I could watch them all day.
I think I'm going to throw up, but luckily my stuff goes both ways.
But it's... Right.
Jimmy, you sit around and watch cows French kiss?
Sure, man.
Huh.
Is it on cow porn sites?
Yeah. What is it?
They look all innocent, but when no one's watching, they do some stuff, man.
They do. They do.
Like, you
know? I do.
Oh, that's cow. But, and at least not like other animals that people think they could walk up to. Like another.
Walked up to a cow?
Another person in Yellowstone went down. They thought that they could get really close and pet a bison.
Nice. I love when that happens. I love when the tourist gets trampled. Wait, the tourist gets trampled by the buffalo.
Yeah, man.
Jimmy, are you saying you can't walk up to a cow? Because you can most definitely walk up to a cow.
Pet it. You can massage it.
Well, I mean, you can tip them right over because they don't even care. They're just standing there.
Right. Fucking cows.
Yeah.
But stay away from the bison.
Yeah.
Don't try to French kiss a cow.
No, well, don't try to French kiss a cow.
Although it sounds like if they're willing.
If you put a bunch of grass in your mouth, they'll French kiss you.
Hmm. This sounds like this comes from experience. Jimmy's out there in the field with grass in his mouth. Here, Bessie. Here, Bessie.
Well, listen, I think my and Jimmy's country days are behind us, but we've got Cindy who's currently in the country, and I think she may just, if we ask her nicely, have some country jibber jabber for us.
You know, as a matter of fact, Sherry, speaking of French kissing cows, and of course you can go. So a friend of mine's daughter goes to a local agricultural / farming college, and it's actually a 4-year degree. It's a very small school, but he visits us every once in a while, and he's like, yeah, we should take Matilda to see the Kardashians, which they named all of their pigs, all the names of the Kardashian girls.
Oh, Chloe, my God.
Nice.
And whatever. So I'm like, yeah, she would love that. So we went today and had lunch at the Cow Pie, which was the vegetarian, the name of the vegetarian little cafeteria. That's awesome. We got to see, you know, the farm animals there. pigs and cows and chickens. And I think that was it. That was out. Hmm. But yeah, it was kind of a country thing to do, you know? And it was kind of like going to a free zoo. And Matilda was like beside herself with all these crazy animals up close, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So did they only have a vegetarian cafe there?
No. They have like the typical college, you know, burger, hot dog, other stuff next door. And then they also have a vegetarian one, which Sam was bragging about because it was pretty good, actually. But yeah, that was part of it. Go eat there and say hi to his daughter and go see the Kardashians.
I just thought that was like a little bit of respect that they by the cows, they only had a vegetarian restaurant. But no, that was funny.
They had a smoker going right near the pig stall.
Oh,
yeah. Where it said that whenever it's a turn for a pig to go, they put it up online and it's pretty much sold out by the end of the 24-hour period.
Bye bye, Chloe.
Yeah. Time for the new batch. We're the helpers out there in Hollywood that we can name them after.
Damn.
All the kids.
Yeah, man, they'll eat anything.
The Kardashians or the pigs?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes.
Yes.
That was my little, just a small little, it was a very pretty campus, very small school. Set up in the late 1800s because they didn't feel like the area in the Blue Ridge was doing enough with their farming community. And now it's a four-year college. And, you know, it's good to see. It was fun to be on a college campus. It's been a while. It was very small and the kids were very friendly and, you know.
Smoking dope. Bunch of hippies, but smoking probably. Dope, playing Frisbee.
No. They were actually working and doing some weed whacking and composting and shoveling around some little mulch.
Little hacky sack.
No, they're all fucking busy. That was impressive.
Gross. What kind of college kids are there? That's a cult. What you got going there is a cult.
The really? For those in the audience that don't know, here in the state of Michigan, Michigan State University started off as Michigan Agricultural College.
Yeah, a lot of schools did.
So those of us that went to the other school, the better school, always refer to them as Moo-U.
Moo-U.
Yeah.
Well, my college started out as a woman's school.
And it ended up as one, too.
Of course
it did. FSU? Which one?
That's why he...
FSU.
FSU. That's why he got into... That's why he liked the lingerie.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, and they still had the house where Ted Bundy killed all those girls.
Oh.
Is that like an attraction or what?
Let's go see the Ted Bundy house.
It's like one of the first things the kids learn.
Lines form around the corner.
That's where he killed them.
And over here's where he ate them. Wait, he didn't eat them, did he?
No. That's the other.
They were in his fridge.
That's the other crazy Dahmer. Ted
Kaczynski. Oh, yeah, you're right. Dahmer.
Kaczynski didn't have no heads. He was the Unabomber.
Right.
Dahmer.
It was Jeffrey Dahmer, right.
Oh. Jeffrey.
Yeah, you knew, Jimmy. You knew. You just were a little confused. You were just a little confused.
Well, now that you're down at Florida State, we might as well move into my favorite Jimmy story of the week, which was about sand.
Okay.
Did everybody read the thing Jimmy sent us about sand?
Was that like from 3 weeks ago?
No.
Right. It was at least 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
What?
Come on.
Did I just now read it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Fuck. Did we talk about it?
No.
No.
Then it's the same as a fresh story.
For sure.
No.
It's a freshie, except the sand isn't.
Right.
Jimmy,
the fresh is not.
Tell us, break our hearts, what is going on with the sand?
Well, a lot of beaches in Florida are known for their white sand.
Is this a racial thing? Is this going to be a racial thing?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting here in Michigan, mind my own business, and I read a story, and it said that white sand is made by parrotfish that eat all of the, like, crustaceans and...
Wait a minute. Some fish is eating Christians, and then he's turning Christians into white sand is what you're telling us. This is what I'm getting from this story.
It's the actual poop is white sand.
So, what's the name of the fish?
A parrotfish.
A parrotfish eats Christians and shits out white sand is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Yes. What?
Those are the best beaches.
It could be, Dave, it might be crustaceans.
Oh. Crustaceans. Is that what you said, Jimmy? Crustaceans?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Those are like those are fish with like shells on them or something, right?
They eat the shells.
Right. They eat the shells.
And shit out sand.
Well, because most of the crustaceans are eating sand themselves, so then when these parrotfish, apparently, they're basically just spitting back sand.
Dust to dust.
Through their butt.
Through their butt. So we're sitting on, look at this beautiful poop.
So here's the thing. New Jersey has like gray sand. What does that mean?
Oh, boy.
What does that mean?
Jimmy will find out.
They're not parrotfish. They're a different
fish. It's a different fish.
Kind of. Maybe it's a horse.
And they might puke. They actually might be eating Christians. You never know.
They might be garbage fish.
Garbage. They eat in well, like I said.
It's carp shit.
Well, I have to say that the parrotfish poop of the white sand doesn't bother me. I'd still go to a white beach. I mean, that's what the whole world is, right? Just chew it up.
Parrotfish shit. Yeah.
There's
right.
poop everywhere.
Right.
I mean, if it's actual fresh poop from like a cow or a pig, that's not that appealing. But ocean poop is different, I think.
Oh, it's different.
Yeah.
Ocean poop is definitely different.
Right.
I saw some people going, see, that's why you just go to the pool. And I'm like, have you not seen movies? Have you not been to a public pool? No pee. Welcome to our pool. There's no pee in the pool. Keep it that way. People piss in the pool.
Oh,
there's a baby Ruth now and then.
That's the only reason I go to the pool is because I have to pee.
Right. I just jump in. Jump back out.
And then I leave.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are
well,
you leaving? I'm not going to swim in that shit. There's pee in it. Jesus.
Yeah, but that's good for your immune system.
Yes, it is.
You drink your own, Jimmy. It's not other people's.
Oh, okay.
Right? I think it's the whole drinking the pee thing is your own because you're putting in your own bacteria. You don't want to just have rando piss drink.
Oh.
Right. No, but you just let... You let kids go to the pool.
Right.
You drop the kids off in the pool.
Right. And you leave. You go to the bar. Have a few fucking beers. Jesus.
Right.
At least you know it's not full of horse vomit.
They have these suburban parks called Metro Parks in Michigan. And I remember right next to the pool was the archery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god!
That's just like who thought of this?
Who's that guy that shot the apple off his wife's head?
William Tell.
Yeah, him. He's the one that thought of that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It wasn't too safe.
Huh? Was it his wife? I'm not sure it was his wife.
Well, when you're pissed at your kid, you're like, go play in the archery range.
Yeah. And I can't believe they would have an archery range at the fucking local metro park.
Yeah, man.
Jesus. What a way to kill somebody. I'm just going to go, and when I don't like somebody, I'm going to shoot them with an arrow and go, it was a mistake. It flew up in the air. I didn't mean it.
I think it was our generation's mistake. Like, what the fuck is that thing that you throw the beanbag in a hole?
Fucking beanbag toss? You're talking about beanbag toss.
Cornhole?
Cornhole.
I didn't know how far you were back going. If you were talking about that toss across, remember that thing where you had to hit the X's and the O's?
Well, that's a whole complicated game right there.
Very complicated.
Skill,
because you turn the X over and then you knock somebody's O. I mean, it's very complicated.
Right.
What about jarts? Those things were dangerous, man.
Oh, good old days.
Jarts were up there was a plastic yellow ring, and you got two of these. There was four of them. You got, and they were darts with thick metal ends and sharpened spikes on the end.
Yeah, it was great, dude. You ever like run around?
They never take this like safety precautions, did they? They're like, here you go.
Here you go. Just
there
don't,
it is, man.
Don't throw them at your brothers and sisters. And that's the first thing you did.
Well, that was the very first thing I did.
The first thing you did.
They say just throw underhand.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Overhand.
Fucking
man.
Overhand. Side hand.
I'm going to whip it over there.
Fuck you, you bastard.
So, a fun fact is you cannot sell jarts on eBay.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yep. One of the first things they banned.
It's a, dead, it's a deadly jarts. Weapon.
Well, where do you buy them?
I don't know. The Facebook Marketplace? I don't know.
You could kill someone with them.
Yeah, so they were banned. But, I mean, they sell other fucking horse shit.
Hey, but you know what? I think in the life of jarts, ain't nobody died. I'm thinking...
Not like the segue.
How do you know?
I'm just saying, I don't think. I'm thinking we would have heard about it. I'm thinking maybe a kid maybe got stabbed in the foot or the hand or
we
something.
We didn't hear about shit back then. That's everything was hidden. Right. Now that we can look it up.
That was B.I. before internet.
That's right.
Yeah, it was. Fucking. How many people died from lawn darts?
Three.
What?
Yeah. 6,100 injuries and three deaths.
Nice.
Really?
Nice. Man, And the deaths were like fucking next door neighbors and the kids were chasing them down the street.
The deaths were purposeful.
Right, exactly. It turned out to be murder.
When you're not throwing them, you're just standing there next to the ring, you're bullshitting, laughing and shit. And a second dart comes and lands like right next to your foot. You know?
Oh, yeah. I know.
Did you guys ever play battle ball?
No, what's that?
Like dodgeball?
Battle ball? It's kind of like dodgeball, but I guess maybe that's what we called it. Maybe it was dodgeball. It was like one team on one side of the line and the other team, and then you wail the ball at people to get them out. Is that dodgeball?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if you catch it, then the other person that threw it to you was out.
Yeah.
I've got a movie that you need to watch. It's called Dodgeball.
Oh, they call it Battle Ball. I don't know. You know, I grew up in Panama.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah.
That's a violent game. Let me wail this ball at you, this little kid across from me.
Some places had a gigantic ball.
Oh,
and
yeah.
One team is on one side, the other team on the other, and you try to push it over the line.
Push
right.
it? Oh,
yes.
Oh, like a sumo wrestler or something?
It's a gigantic ball.
But it goes
like,
up on
top. It's like a kickball kind of ball, one of those rubber bouncy balls.
No, this ball's about 8 feet high and 8 feet wide.
What?
Gigantic.
It's like sumo wrestling.
Who could throw that?
No, they don't throw it. It's more like it's a pack of ants with this fucking ball in the air above them, and you're trying to push it. You're trying to push it one direction, and the other team's trying to push it back your direction. Gotcha. Right? Yeah.
It's like tug of war, but pushing the ball.
It's a dumb game because I was there just punching people as they were reaching up for the ball. I would just punch them right in the stomach.
See?
So did everybody play battle ball/dodgeball when they were kids?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. Four square.
No.
Well, listen, this is totally different. But yeah, battle ball dodgeball was fucking brutal.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, brutal.
Oh yeah. We played a version where if you think about it, you were in the half court of a basketball court, right?
Yep.
So one team stayed behind the one sideline line. The other team stayed behind the other sideline line. Now we added a third team in the middle in the keys. The key extended, you know, where the foul line key, and there was a team in the middle. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah, it was fun.
But usually the least athletic, they got picked on and they were like out in seconds.
Oh yeah.
And most of the time they would never play again.
They preferred to be out in seconds, right?
They did.
Yeah.
They get pummeled.
Right. Shit,
that's why
pummeled.
I always went right for the fucking jock first fucking thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to get thinks
you allowed to hit him in the head?
You know, I don't think there was a whole lot of supervision, so yes.
Yeah, back then, I don't think headshots were legal. I think the kids after us decided, we better put some things on the headshots.
Because we definitely had a mean kid, and he was very athletic. And he always went after the kids that were, the least popular. Like, boom, 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 boom. So I'm like, I'm not fucking just lay in the corner, and I'm just pummeling that kid.
Pummel that motherfucker.
While he's not paying attention because he's going after the fucking other kids, asshole.
It seems to me that from my perspective, I was always I seem to be the one getting pummeled. I don't know why that would
that
be.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, because you were going, motherfucker. And you were that kid. But,
I was. I deserved it.
Yeah.
So we didn't have enough money to have the ball on a pole.
Not a ball on a pole.
What was that thing called? I know what you mean, the ball on the pole.
Tetherball.
Tetherball.
Fucking right. Tetherball. Fuck that game.
We didn't have enough money to have a pole and a string and a ball attached.
No, we had the ball. We had the ball and we had the rope. So we had a kid.
Shut the fuck up. So we had some kid.
Was he tall?
There was a million kids around. You know, like, hey, kid, never saw before. Like,
here, hold this string. Hold this rope. Shut the fuck
up. Protect your neck.
I had a friend who had one of those in his backyard, them tetherball things.
Yeah, man. They'll put your eye out.
But it's a volleyball on a rope up on a pole.
Yeah. I've seen dogs play that thing.
I'm not sure. You got to be pretty tall to get your eye poked out.
Right.
What's poking your eye out?
What?
Fucking
how many times? You only have to punch the pole like twice before you say, that's it. I'm not playing that no more.
Punch. Jimmy's out there punching the pole. You're supposed to punch the ball. That's what it's hanging from the rope. You hit the ball.
But did you not understand? They never had all three in concert. They either had a ball and a string, or a pole and a string, but never a pole and a ball and a string.
Right. I get it. Oh, I see. Right.
So that's why.
Putting it all together kind of confuses him still a little.
Right.
Speaking of confusing Jimmy.
What?
Is it time to confuse Jimmy?
Lord, please.
I need two other people to play the game. Pay attention to the time.
Are you taping?
Maybe it's time for Jimmy to confuse you guys.
Oh yeah, there Good you point. Go. That's what we like to hear.
So yeah, Jimmy, you ready to read? You got an email from me with three songs to read for Sherry and Dave?
Yeah, man.
All right, excellent. It's tonight. Yes, there's a theme. And I believe in my mind they go in this order. Easy, medium, and difficult.
Fuck. Fuck. And oh, fuck.
There you go. Exactly. F, F and FFF.
Enough. All right.
And then you usually prove me wrong, but there are definitely clues plus the purple clue and no penalization.
That's
bad. All right. Jimmy, you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Let's do it. Number one.
Tell me why everything turned around. Packing up, checking up is all you want to do.
Excellent. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm distracted by the fucking lawnmower that's going on outside my house.
There's a lawnmower going on outside your house.
Oh, boy. Is that a metaphor for something?
For sure. I know these words. I do know these words.
Yeah. It's a Jimmy Reed's winning.
I need him to repeat them.
Yeah. Hello? Just the first thing. Don't add any.
Just the black, Jimmy. Come on.
That's all I gave you was black.
Yeah, that's what we want the black again.
No black and green?
No.
Back and black. Just
back
the black.
And black.
Tell me why everything turned around. Packing up, checking up is all you want to do.
David.
Tell me why.
No.
No, you don't want him to sing it?
No, he's ruining it.
Yeah, because I don't know it. I was just kind of focusing
God
on the wrong
damn it.
Lyrics.
I'm super unhappy.
I'll fucking green. Fucking green.
Don't sing it. Go to the green. Just green.
Just green.
Just green?
If I could, baby. I give you my world.
Oh, yeah.
Open up everything waiting for you.
I give you my world. This is Fleetwood Mac. If I could, tell me why. Everything.
Lies. Tell me lies. No, I don't know. I don't know the fucking song. I don't know. I hate Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, you hate Fleetwood Mac, huh? Tell me why. Everything. I don't really know. I'm not going to get it, but it's Fleetwood Mac.
Jimmy,
yeah, you probably get it eventually in the next half hour, but we
Jimmy,
don't.
Right, we don't have the time. Plus, I've lost interest already. So here we go. Number one, me and Jimmy will split. Do you know what the song is, Jimmy?
Jimmy does.
I don't know.
Oh,
this is you can grow your own weed.
Oh yeah, right. Go your own way. So Sherry doesn't like Fleetwood Mac either.
Who else doesn't?
Who else doesn't what? Oh, I mean, in addition to all the other bands you hate.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you like Sarah Lee?
So everybody, nobody doesn't like Sarah Lee.
And it's And I think I overstated my case. I don't hate Fleetwood Mac, and I like members of Fleetwood Mac. But if someone said you could never hear Fleetwood Mac again, I would be fine.
Hmm.
They're definitely overplayed, and I did love them back in the 70s. But I have to say, yeah, there's some, most of their songs are like, oh, this again.
Oy yeah. vey.
They're definitely a boomer band, you know what I mean? Like your yeah. parents, my older sister, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like Jimmy.
Like Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy, they're a Jimmy band.
All right, so you got Fitty, Jimmy got Fitty.
Fitty, Fitty.
Fitty.
For the boys.
Number two.
Here we go.
50 tacos for me. Big a song and a smile for the banjo better grit while the getting's good. Hits a ride to the end of the highway where the neons turn to wood.
Oh, yeah. Mm, yep. Oh, yeah. I know mm-hmm. these words, but not the way he read them.
You kind of went into it pretty fast. I don't know if anybody was ready.
No, I...
Oh, I definitely need them repeated.
Yes.
But I was listening and did hear.
Neon okay. is the key, David.
Hmm. You all better right. get, well, getting's good.
Start from the top.
It's right. Oh, bring a song and a smile for a banjo better get while the getting's good. Hitch a ride to the end of the highway where the neons turn to.
Wow. Fuck. I went with cheese in it.
Yeah, she's something's going on. Andrew, where is Andrew? Where
in Indiana?
Where's the woodworker? Oh, then who's it? Yeah.
Did you ever read Andrew Mysteries?
What? Nancy Drew? Is that the same thing?
The sister.
Hitch a ride to the end of the highway where the neon something something. Oh, is this Born to be Wild?
No.
God damn it.
You suck. Jesus,
just read
you
the green.
Suck. Green.
Just a green. Elf.
Come on, the rising wind.
Oh, this is yeah. CCR.
Yes, it is. Come on, the rising wind. It's going up around the bend. Woo!
And then right to the end. Come on. I don't know the name of the song,
come
though.
Come on,
the had...
rising wind. Going up around the bend.
The bend. I don't know who got it, but somebody said the actual name of the
What is it?
That's a Dave up around the bend.
Yeah, baby. So I think that's 2 weeks in a row that our fans got a duet from Sherry and I.
I loved it.
And might we say we're sorry.
No, I friggin' love it. It was so good with the SCP last week.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was brilliant.
Speaking of SCP, remind me. Put a pin in the STP.
Okay, I got a pin. I got
in
a pin.
The STP.
All right, number three, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Where are we now? Dave's got 100%. Sherry got Fitty. Is that right?
Yeah, Jimmy got Fitty.
Okay. Number three.
Juan Pa looked back on all things like they used to do. Never had no money.
Oh.
And they always told the truth. Daddy didn't need no little toys.
Mommy didn't need no little boys. Won't you tell me where have all the good times gone, Van Halen?
That's could be correct. Go ahead, play it.
Oh. Bob Dylan? No. This sounds like the Stones. Who is that?
Pinky. The Pinks.
The who?
Pinks.
Jesus Christ.
Settle down. There's mine.
What?
That's the ending.
You like, talk too much through the combination of the song, but that's originally the Kinks, which I had no idea.
Hey.
Another song that Van Halen swiped from the Kinks.
Nice. I like it even more now.
I like the Teacher song.
Of course you do. Hot for Teacher.
So, the song or the video?
Or the intro is all time.
All time.
All time.
All nude.
So I'm 100% there.
Yeah,
they've
of
got 100% on
of course
that.
I win. Now, is there a combining theme?
There is a combining theme.
Babe.
So what was the first song again?
That was Fleetwood Mac.
The bands.
Oh, yeah.
Who are the bands?
Oh.
I'll give you a tip.
Fleetwood Mac. What was that second song again?
Second
up your
song.
Nose with a rubber hose.
I was up your nose with a rubber hose by that guy. I've got so much scribble here. CCR.
All right.
Up and around the bend.
Are
whatever.
We going with the Kinks or the Van Halen?
Either one, but I chose the Kinks for a specific reason.
Aha. So Kinks and CCR. I have no clue.
Who cares if you have a clue? You still have a guess.
I do?
Yeah, sure. You can make shit up on the spot.
70?
No, I really can't. Really.
Well, you while you're thinking, Jimmy's guess is all 70s music.
But that's incorrect because the Kinks actually came out in 1965. And what were the other ones?
CCR and Fleetwood Mac.
The ones were 70s, yeah. 70 and 77.
Dave. I have a guess.
Okay, you
sorry,
guess.
Sharon, let's hear it.
These were all bands back in the day of 2020, 2021, when we did, instead of March Madness, we did Musical Madness.
Oh.
Ooh.
Are they?
Hmm. Yes.
Hmm.
Are you?
Okay, that's what I was not going for, but that is definitely combines them.
Hmm.
That's points all I got. David?
These are bands.
What's your favorite?
What?
Yeah, go.
No, you go.
No, you go.
No, you go.
You go off the Mackinac Island Bridge.
Okay, so what I'm going to say is these are three bands that always wanted to have Van Halen cover their songs. There
See?
You go.
That's a good answer.
Oh, shit. What's your favorite thing to talk about when you hear the Kinks?
The fact that Ray Davies and Day Davies always fought on stage.
Yeah. These are bands that never fucking got along.
There you go. Love it.
Good
because
they hated each
other. Nice.
Yeah.
I love it.
The Allman Brothers are same way.
Same
I
way.
Didn't know I didn't know there's animosity within CCR.
Well, I guess there's two brothers in there.
Didn't
what's
know
the
that.
Famous one?
With John Fogerty.
Yeah, John. And then there's a Tom Fogerty.
Didn't
and there
that.
Was some thing between, I don't know if it was like if they fought each other or fought the other members in the band, but they broke up and there were lawsuits ensuing. But they're saying that this was the best. Like they had so many hits, but they just couldn't get along to continue.
Hmm.
And there, by the way, there is a CCR documentary out there somewhere, and I know you guys Ooh. Like them, Sherry. It might be on Netflix when I was Ooh. Watching the band. And then maybe you can find out the real story and come up and tell us. But, yeah, Dave wins Jimmy Reed's, and then we have another band that didn't get along that we're going to talk about.
Yes.
Dave Wins, Jimmy Reeves. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing Jimmy Reeves.
Oh, thank you so much, Lady Moth.
So a quick note about the STP, because I forgot to mention it on a little part of my research. This band that became Stone Temple Pilots, they actually started out with the band name of Shirley Temple's Pussy.
Awesome.
I love it.
That's awesome. Still it. STP.
Yeah.
Still STP. But I think great. There was another band name that I don't remember, but that one was memorable.
I would like to mention that Vicky Betts has passed away.
Who?
Dickie Betts?
Yes.
Who's that?
She was half of the Allman Brothers.
Oh.
But wait, his last name wasn't Allman.
He died today. No. That's a freshie, Jimmy.
Yeah. All right, Pete.
All right,
so he was the writer and singer on Ramblin' Man.
He wrote almost half their hits.
I'm really sad, and yet I think it's, can I say this? I think it's one less person that's voting the wrong way.
That's funny.
The end.
How do you know he was voting the wrong way? Is it out there on the Google?
No. I'm fucking profiling for sure.
So, yeah.
That's what you do. You're a profiler.
Well, I just don't see the white guy from the South in a cowboy hat not voting a certain way.
Right.
I think Garth Brooks will be a good voter.
He's kind of from the middle South, and he's not from the deep South.
Garth Brooks.
I think Garth Brooks is going to vote the right way to break the stereotype.
Hey,
he's from the mid South of like Indiana or something.
Who's that girl singer who was supposedly like controlling the vote if she was going to say one way or the other?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she's popular now. Did she ever come out and say she's voting for Biden or anything?
She has.
Whatever happened there?
He won.
He won? Joe Biden won already?
No, the last time she said she was backing him. Anyway, enough of that crap. I think, first of all, before we go into the next topic, do you guys remember the show on MTV called Behind the Music?
Yes.
So that was kind of like just mini 1 hour all about shit like this. Like the people that were in bands together that probably hated each other or how they got to where they were. And so now I think on that, usually I prefer the shorter versions of stuff like they had, but I'm kind of digging these long drawn out documentaries like Dave just watched.
Did I watch a documentary?
You did.
Not on the Who. I didn't watch a documentary on the Who. Jesus.
What? What?
I would. And I have in the past. But I only watched a documentary based on you forcing me to.
And you liked it.
You basically said, watch the fucking Eagles, the history of the Eagles, motherfucker. I think those were the words out of your mouth.
Verbatim.
Verbatim. Yeah. So.
And?
I watched them. I watched part one and part two. And then, actually, after I got done watching part one, I had to then watch it over with my sister, Debbie. And then I watched part two. And then tonight, right before the show, I watched part one again.
It is good.
Yes, it is very good. If
So So you have the most information out of all of us put together.
No, because
you've watched it many times.
No, because pretty much through most of it, I was high, so I don't know.
So toss something out. What was the first thing that stuck out to you watching that?
Okay, when they cut to this guy, this little nerdy guy with glasses wearing a suit, and he was their manager. And then they cut to him back in the 70s when he was the manager, and he had this bushy hair and this big bushy beard and these like those like the 70s glasses that they all wore. He almost looked like a porn star. You know what I mean? It was hilarious. I loved it.
So you're saying that this boomer back then, he looked like a hippie, but now he looks like a nerdy guy with glasses.
Yeah, like you would meet him. Well, I guess this movie came out in 2013 or something.
That sounds right, yeah.
And so at 2013, the way he looked, if you met this guy, there's no way he would be like, you were the Eagles manager in the 70s. He looked like your accountant. But then you see him, and he was actually very... He was a very good manager for them to have. But anyway, no, you guys talk about what you liked about the movie.
One of the things that I liked, and Dave, it's fresher in your memory, so you'll be able to expand on it. But like Carly Simon, I mean, everybody just wants to know, who are you writing about for You're So Vain? Who are you writing about for You're So Vain? And then Don Henley gets asked all the time, what the fuck does Hotel California mean? And I believe in the documentary, he was basically saying, I don't fucking know.
Right.
But I don't remember. Is that correct? That he didn't really
Yeah. It was kind of like they often wrote just about what they were going through in the state of the world. But he didn't. He said, no, there wasn't a specific thing he was talking about.
Right.
He lived in Detroit for a while.
Don Henley did?
No.
Yeah.
No. Glenn Frey grew up, was born and raised in Detroit. You're right. Because when they met Bob Seger, they all were in Detroit. That was out in L.A., though, wasn't it? They lived with Bob Seger for like a month when they were first getting together. They lived with Bob Seger for like a month.
So was there something in there where at least Don Henley and Glenn Frey were backup band for Linda Ronstadt?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They so basically what happened was Glenn Frey started playing in bands in Detroit and what's his name was that down in Texas. And they both ended up in LA. And Glenn Frey Glenn Frey was with Jackson Browne. Do you remember how he meets?
Yeah.
He meets Jackson Browne in L.A. and lives above Jackson Browne. And he wakes up in the morning and Jackson Browne is practicing all his songs and shit.
Yeah.
Good shit. I like these kind of movies.
So, Dave,
all these people.
Who was the crybaby that wanted to sing lead more? And then Glenn Frey goes, Jesus Christ, we have Don fucking Henley. You think you're going to sing lead?
Yeah, right.
We have, because
Was my second favorite, Don Felder.
Was it Don Felder or was it the other guy that was bitching about not getting to sing lead more?
Don Felder.
Yeah, it was Felder.
That's what I remember from it because he wrote Hotel California and he wrote some other songs. But he was getting a little butthurt because he wasn't able to sing any of them, which I kind of see both sides. Well, like, if it's his song, let him sing it. But Don Henley was definitely the voice of the Eagles.
Yeah.
But I do see Don Felder's point as well.
Right. But actually, so this is where it is still fresh in my mind because I was just watching it today. And what Don Henley, like, responds to that and says, well, it's not that he wrote the song. He wrote the lead-in guitar, that melody of that guitar. And then they said, well, this is what Don Felder would do. He would send us a 100 of these 3-minute segments or 4-minute segments of him just jamming on a guitar. And this one stood out. And Glenn Frey and Don Henley actually wrote the lyrics and wrote the rest of the song as the band finished out the song. So it's not not like what's his name came to them with a song and then
the entire tune. It was just like a little lick or something.
Right. And that's how most of the other guys in the band contributed. They brought like a rhythm or a kind of a tune to it, and then it finished out as a band. So, but Don, I think that Glenn Frey was a douchebag, and he was the one who fought with everybody. He fought with the manager, he fought with the producers, he fought with band members, and Don Henley was the better of the two. But I think that what's his name, Joe Walsh, was the best. I think they were the best when they had Joe Walsh, and he was the coolest in this documentary too.
So do you remember or know which album was the first one that Joe Walsh was on with them? Was it Hotel California, or was it before that?
I
know he was on Hotel California.
Then that's it. That's the one it was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was his first one.
They said they got him, that he used to open for them, where they saw him in a concert where he like would come out of a box or something. Yeah. What was that story?
Yeah, they were playing they were playing for the Stones, and so was Joe Walsh for time. So on the tour, Joe Walsh was playing before the Stones, and then these guys got a chance to play, and so they were kind of together on the tour. And for the encore, Joe Walsh would come out. They would hide him in the box, the guitar box, and they'd roll the box out on stage and open it up, and it would be Joe Walsh, and they'd play Rocky Mountain High or whatever.
Now, Don Felder, so the whole onstage thing, I believe from that documentary, which of course I found funny, is they're playing, and in the background, fucking Glenn Frey's yelling at Don Felder, three more songs, or Felder's like, three more songs, and I'm going to kick your ass. You're a fucking asshole. Right. And they're yelling at each other while the fucking concert's going on. And it all stemmed back to Glenn Frey thought that Felder was disrespectful when they got invited to the White House by Clinton, right? And he was disrespectful to somebody there, Glenn Frey thought.
Well,
he thought he'd given him a slight.
Yes, but it even went a little bit further, because I guess the Eagles, they were always, you know, their lyrics were always specific. They were actually like socially relevant type lyrics. And they started getting involved with these special projects with the government. And I don't know whether it was environmental stuff or what, but what's his name, Felder, felt like, why the fuck are we donating money to this stuff and supporting these causes when I need the money in my pocket? So then when they were there getting it was almost like they were getting medals for supporting whatever the fuck they were supporting, and they were being introduced to this guy, and he's like, thank you so much for your support. And Felder's like, yeah, you're welcome, I guess. And that started the fight. And they almost had a fist fight on stage.
Well, I thought when I watched it for that time period, I mean, and Don Henley, pretty good looking guy, and Glenn Frey, maybe, I don't know, he's not my type, but I mean, I think he could have just fucking worked his way through Hollywood. So they lived in a time where they were at the top of the charts and in California and could have been total assholes. So a lot of people watched that and thought they came off like, these guys are kind of dicks. And I thought, for the notoriety they had at the time and where they were living, they could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Like, had some kind of social responsibilities, and they gave a shit about the environment.
I didn't see that this documentary made them look like douchebags.
I think, didn't either, but some people were saying, God, after that, I thought they looked like douchebags. Wow. I just thought they looked like a band talking about what happened.
Yeah.
Are these
Boom Xers that are saying that, or are the different generations that are saying
probably
that?
A different generation. Because they don't know how bad it was, you know?
I think
have a different viewpoint.
I think Glenn Frey comes off as kind of the douchebag, but he also was fessing up to it.
Well, and he also was saying, but I mean, he wasn't saying to the, like, he was giving Don Henley credit. Like, shit, yeah. I'd like to sing more songs too, but fuck.
Right.
Have you heard that guy? You know, we're all kind of fucked if we want to lead, you know, sing lead on this.
Yep.
We got Don fucking Henley, he said. And he was right.
Yep.
But Cindy kind of liked Don Felder. And
I liked Don Felder. And do you remember that he wrote a song, Heavy Metal? Do you remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
That came
out? I got on Heavy Metal.
Oh, yeah, okay. Cool.
Take a ride. Yeah. And it wasn't a very heavy metal song, but it was about heavy metal. And I liked that song. And it came out with that movie. That was like that cartoon from the magazine Heavy Metal, which I loved. But I thought he could sing, and I thought he was a great guitarist. And I know he wrote a lot of the good songs. I mean, there's so many good Eagles songs. So he didn't write the bulk of the good Eagles songs, but he wrote Those Shoes. And I can't remember some other ones that I liked. And I feel like there might have been some kind of animosity. Yeah, Glenn Frey was a dick, but I think he was being extra mean to Don Felder for some reason, or at least that's how the documentary portrayed it, you know? Oh, yeah. And Don Felder was butthurt, and Glenn Frey had something against him, and that's how I kind of remember it. And I feel like Don Felder got the short end of the stick, where, of course, Don Henley was such a memorable voice and such a beautiful voice. And why wouldn't anybody else, you know, why would you want anybody else to sing? But then The Who, you got Roger Daltrey, who's awesome. But every once in a while, Pete Townsend sang a song. So I don't know if he was like Glenn Frey was insecure about what Don Felder brought, or if I'm just reading the whole thing wrong, but there was definitely something there, and it did portray Glenn Frey as being kind of a dick.
Yeah. And actually, the one song, it wasn't Hotel California. It might've been Witchy. No, I don't even think it was Witchy Woman, but there was another song that Felder wrote, and they actually had him singing it in the rehearsals, and everybody except Felder was like, oh, no, this has to be sung by Henley. But Felder really wanted to sing it.
Yeah.
And so then the
it was
the
a huge hit. Yeah.
Yeah. The manager ended up taking Felder off site, like the dinner or something. And then they re-recorded the song with Henley's voice.
And then Felder was out.
That's the one that pissed Felder off. And but they all were like, well, hey, dude, sorry. Your voice wasn't right for that song. Henley's voice was the voice for that song, and it's better for the Eagles. Yeah.
Now, was there something in there? Because back in the day when that Hotel California album came out, and there was all this weird shit going on with like music and Satanism and stuff. Did they talk anything about like the Hotel California and what a bunch of people thought it meant and the album cover and yada yada?
They didn't
give, do you remember that?
They didn't give much insight into more than they were just writing lyrics that rhymed. And they kind of had the social relevance of the time, but they definitely, like, I remember one quote from Joe Walsh was he's like, we didn't know how this song would affect the world. Like, everybody in the world knows that song.
Yeah.
And thinks, it's true. Like, people come up with their own interpretation of the lyrics. And, you know, but they didn't really, like, Don Henley didn't really say that there was anything specific that the Hotel California was or anything. I might
do
have to watch it again.
Hearing or anything like that? You know, there was like a picture on the back with a bunch of people, and then there was like a window up above and la, la, la. You know, it's when they were talking about Stairway to Heaven, how it was written during a seance and shit like that. Do you remember any of that stuff going on back in the, you know, 70s? Mm-mm. No.
Not really.
Okay.
Here's the one thing that was funny, but I think it was from their first album, okay? And I think, was their first album, were they with David Geffen? I can't remember. But the album, because back in the day, the album covers were meaningful. They meant something, right? They did stuff with the album covers. On their first album, it was meant to not just open up, right, to like a book, but then it would unfold into like a poster, okay? And so then you would see them, they were sitting in around a campfire, and then above them was the sky and that Eagles logo that was the front of the cover. But Geffen decided that didn't make sense, blah, blah, blah. Glue the thing shut. So when you get the album and when you open it up to the inside and they're sitting around the campfire, they're upside down. Okay? Because it would have folded out in such a way that when it's not folded out, they're actually upside down. And that confused people when the album came out.
I'm confused. I'm trying to picture it.
You got to picture it.
Got to picture it.
I got a picture. I think I had that album.
But I've heard that from a lot of different documentaries that like Dave was saying that they sometimes are writing songs and they're just throwing a word in there. And they don't know what it means or whatever, but it fills the space, and somehow it all comes together that way. And the people, they find some meaning in it that wasn't intended. But then they're getting asked about it about 20 years later. You know, so all the good shit has happened, and they could say, yeah, well, we planned this.
Yeah, exactly. Right? I mean, and we didn't.
Got that idea when I watched the REM documentary.
Yeah, exactly.
That, man, all of that shit just happened. And, you know, but you don't take credit for it 20 years later.
I will. I will absolutely take credit for it 20 years later. Fucking
so the next one you have to watch is a documentary on the band Genesis.
You ghost.
Okay, so Jimmy is not going to take that piece of homework, but there was
the Doobie Brothers.
It was, well, what was interesting about it is we watched the one on Eagles, and then we watched Genesis, and we were cracking up laughing because in the Genesis thing, there's a Don Felder. It's like every band has a Don Felder, like somebody that's talented, but they're pissed off that they got in a fucking supergroup. And it's like, well, dude, if you really just want to show your artistic talent, you got to just do it on your own. You become a part of a supergroup and you might have a role. And it might not be.
Who's the pissed off one in Genesis?
Pissed off one in Genesis, I think, was Rutherford. He was like, apparently he was like a classically trained musician. So he was just, the reason I thought that was cool is the people that I thought were going to be kind of assholes were not. And the people I thought were not going to be assholes were assholes. I think it's called Sum of the Parts.
He, when he went out on his own, what was the name of that band, motherfucking? Mike and the Mechanics.
Mike and the Mechanics.
Mike
terrible.
Rutherford. Terrible.
Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah. Terrible.
But I had his album, and I had Phil Collins' album, and that's when Pete Townsend had his album out, too.
I either saw Phil Collins or I saw Genesis with Phil Collins, at Joe Louis Arena.
I saw Genesis with Phil Collins with that Mama tour. What was that album? The yellow one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Turn it on, yeah. Turn it on again.
No, that's not the album. But it's the yellow one.
I saw Men Can't Dance.
Because remember, Genesis had like three or four albums that didn't have a name. It was Genesis, 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 Genesis.
I don't know that at all.
Yeah. They didn't talk about
Peter Gabriel in that Genesis thing.
He was in it, and there were super funny things. He's not who you would expect. It's not the guy I thought he was going to be.
Who did you think he was going to be?
I thought he was going to be the fucking arrogant motherfucker because he's so weird and talented and did all his weird videos, and he is not that person.
I would think he's a goofball.
Nope. I would think, he's like a David Byrne kind of dude.
Right.
Nope.
Huh.
Nope. Okay.
Mm-mm. Everybody there was surprising, and Rutherford was a fucking asshole.
Asshole.
But it was, even if you don't like the band Genesis, it was just interesting how did all these people come together?
Yeah, and that is kind of cool.
Who did what?
The history of these people that we've known for a long time.
And who had to keep who under wraps and under control?
Right. I got to keep you guys under control because...
Right.
Look at the
doing a good job at us. 11 minutes overtime.
Jesus Christ, look at the time. Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy, you totally missed when Sherry said,
"We have to stop and end this mess."
Well, I can't get a word in edgewise. So
that's true. Tonight we
watch the Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers.
And there was a lot of Doobie Brothers.
Oh yeah. I will watch the Doobie Brothers.
Is there a specific documentary, Jimmy? Do you know? Because sometimes you go to search and there's like five.
I don't.
Okay.
Ah, geez. So now I got to watch Doobie Brothers documentaries.
Yeah, which Doobie Ubi? No.
Jesus.
But some of the documentaries that are about the recording studio. Muscle Shoals.
That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. I think I might have seen that one.
I see something called the Let the Music Play, the story of the Doobie Brothers.
That sounds about right.
That sounds like it'll do.
I mean, let's try to find Let the Music Play by Doobie Brothers. Because that keeps coming up as the most popular of
Does this mean next week we're going to talk about the Doobie Brothers?
Sure.
No, maybe Jimmy. Just smoke some doobies.
Oh, well, I'm there with you there. I'm on board with that one.
Smoke a doobie or watch the doobies. So apparently I'm watching the doobies.
You watch, I'll watch and smoke.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. We already heard Sherry tell us.
We have to stop and end this mess.
She had to say it twice. Jimmy?
Yes.
Are you ready to sing us out, Jimmy?
I guess.
Jimmy sounds upset. He sounds like he wants to keep going. I didn't get to say anything today. Here, you sing us out. My poor Jimmy.
It's time to go. It's the end of the show.
He's getting a word in.
So put down your beer and get the hell out of here. Good night.
Jimmy, see you next Thursday.
Okay, Jimmy. We're going to let Sydney be the first one to say good night tonight. Sydney, say good night.
Oh, Jesus. Good night, all you hotel, motel, hard-in people.
Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn people. Jimmy, your turn.
Yeah. Good night to all my fans. I'm sad to see you go.
I love our boy Jimmy. I do. I love him. Sherry, you know that you're next.
But I don't see any of you.
Good night, all you horny, moany, hoochie individuals.
Only moany.
I don't think I got that quite right, but close.
That's good. That's good.
No, it's not. Okay.
It is.
Yeah.
Good night, you
honky
honkin' monkin' hookin' eekin' dukin' flukers.
Perfect.
Fucking Perfecto. Douchebags. Fucking
good job. Good job, buddy.
Night.
Getting down to create a contrafactum. This musical madness is an art. Should I give the judges what they ask for? Am I gonna write about shit and farts? Gotta write a really good tune. I don't wanna get the boot. I can't decide what to do. I have a dilemma. What the hell to write for this blues? Boom X. Talk about the things that we were raised with. Boom X's movie shows and rock. Defecation, flatulation, and some belching. Blood and excrement, ectomies. Give up your pretenses. Poots and toots will win the big lose.